Charles to an extension. What does it mean to have him here? Why did you guys want to do that?
When you talk about leadership, work ethic, character, and then production, he's made the last two Pro Bowls. He just exemplifies everything that we want to be. And as we look at it, he's so important to this team on and off the field. It was a no-brainer from our perspective.
Howie, players slow down when they get older. Have you... I mean, he seems not to be slowing down. Is that what you see when you watch my film?
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to have to knock your head on that one. You know, a little good luck. He's just, you know, you guys see it out here. He's just got tremendous quickness, acceleration. He's a mismatch in the passing game. Every time he's back on a punt return, you're thinking a big play can happen. And then again, just his work ethic and the presence he has in our locker room. You ask any of our players, and they know that when they go to Darren, just what he signifies. So we're really excited about it. It was a good move for us.
Howie, you also gave early in the offseason, Brent Celek, a guy who's over 30, an extension, brought Jason back at his deal. Is there a philosophy shift here in being more flexible and giving guys over 30?
I think we're more looking at each individual case as it comes. And when you talk about those guys, we know what they can still bring to our football team on and off the field. And when you're implementing some young players, it's good to have a nice mix of guys who've done it before and also understand what it was like when teams have had success, and bringing guys who have been winners and being able to help our younger players come through. So having a mix of veterans that can still play at a high level and have the character and the determination we're looking for to help teach some of our younger players coming along as we kind of start here.
Why sign Darren now instead of waiting out the year and seeing about next offseason?
I think it's the message that you're sending to the team and your players is that you do the right thing here and you're productive and you got a chance to stay here. And we want people to feel that way on and off the field, that this is a place that if you do the right thing, you have an opportunity to continue to be here. And when you look around the team, he's a great example of that. So that's part of it, that we're trying to kind of build that culture of having guys here who feel like, hey, I can be here if I do the right thing and I play well. And for us, Darren, we've been having these discussions for a while, and to get it done, it's great relief on our part.
In 2017, you have the most cash spending in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a necessity to kind of cut back on some of the contracts that are for guys that are already on the team, you know, when you get to that point.
Yeah, I think for us, this is it's when you're looking at this, it's never just in a one-year window. I mean, we're constantly looking at next year and year three and where we are, and understanding that at some point we're doing this so that at some point in those years it kind of comes back to us a little bit. And so we're hoping that where this is going from our team and our perspective, that we don't have a lot of free agents going forward. We have a couple more guys and good players and guys that we like, so it's not an indication that we don't like any of the guys who haven't gotten deals, but we understand that there's a point that we're going to have to kind of figure it out and where we're going. But we're always looking at kind of balancing the short term and the long term here, and any of these moves that we make, we're still keeping our eye on going out.
As you structured this deal, what kind of comps were you able to use for a player such as Darren?
Well, you have guys like Frank Gore and Forte who've signed recently, and you know, you just want to be fair with a guy like that and make sure that he's taken care of and he feels really good, because when you're asking him to provide that leadership and to provide the kind of ability that we're looking for him on the field, I think it's important also that he feels invested in this football team and this organization.
The Rams released Nick Foles earlier this week. I'm wondering if what you think that might say about how timing and circumstances play in a quarterback's success.
Well, I think it's in success of anyone and anything. Life is so much about timing, and Nick had a phenomenal year for us. I mean, a historic year for us, and he's a great person, and I have no doubt he's going to catch on quick.
How did that factor of timing and circumstance play into your thinking this offseason with what you did at that position?
Well, it's also, you can only deal with the fact patterns that you have when you're making decisions, and sometimes you're dealing with a certain set of situations, and things change, circumstances change, and you have to make decisions understanding that that can happen and never look back, and that's kind of where we are.
Now, you have, we were talking about the cap for next year. Mm-hmm. If you had to fit Sam Bradford in 2017, could you possibly do it?
No question.
Yeah?
No question.
How?
Well, we're not in the business of losing good players, and so you know, that's our job to kind of figure out scenarios and to figure out ways to do that. And we've gone through all those scenarios, and we feel very obviously it's tighter than it's been since I've been here. But we also felt like it was an opportunity now with where our players were, that the longer we waited, the more players we probably have to lose, because time is never helpful in these things. And so we went into it knowing that, but for sure.
The Stroll's contract and the Matthews injury brings to light the running back position. What do you think about the depth there, especially given Matthews' injury history?
Yeah, I think you got a bunch of guys that we're excited to see. You talk about Ryan, and you've seen when he's healthy what he can do. Obviously, Darren. And then we're excited about Wendell. And we got a bunch of other guys that have had room. I mean, Barner has looked really good here. He's had a great offseason. And then our two young guys, our rookies, we're excited to see them. And it's hard to evaluate these guys because, obviously, they're running backs. They're going to look good in shells. They're going to look good without pads. So when the pads come on and all the things that go into running between the tackles, pass protection. But it's probably a different situation. Again, we talked about the cap, but the running back position, you know, since I've been here, we've always kind of invested in that position, and the timing of it just and where we are as a team, it's something that we'll continue to look at going forward. But we feel like right now we got guys who can help us in different roles, and they play off each other a little bit, their skill set.
Howie, will you have final say on the 53?
You know, all of this stuff is a collaboration. At the end of the day, it's my responsibility to make sure that we got the right guys here. But our personnel staff, our coaching staff, we meet all the time. We're talking about guys. It's a lot less difference of opinion when you get down to those numbers, because you're having the constant communication about where you are. So it's not a lot of surprises when you get down to that, to the end point. But we got a long way to go in camp, and a lot of those decisions that you're thinking about now, who's going to make this, they have a way of working themselves out.
Do you have any concerns about depth at some positions? And
you're welcome.
Do you have any concerns about depth at some positions, and do you foresee the team being pretty active on the waiver wire when it gets to that point?
Yeah, Dave, you know, we're concerned about depth everywhere. That's always the part about training camp, and you're always looking, and Joe and his staff are constantly trying to find guys and figuring out who's on the street and who's going to become available. So we're always looking for upgrades and to figure out where we are. We know we're not necessarily a finished product here, and we're looking at this kind of through that about how we're going to help our team this year and going forward. So if there are any opportunities to help the team, we'll look at that.